Now you got on something that I had a lot of fun out of.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, so
what
when
that?
I was a boy, see, we got a family cemetery out there on the old Phelps place out at Prairiedale.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad sold out the old Phelps place, cemetery place, kept the cemetery, but sold out the place to another man in 1899. And then he bought 1900 down there where I lived. Down there, about a mile away. The old two places, a little better than half a mile apart,
mm-hmm.
corner to corner. But anyhow, after I got to be a great big boy, we had a cemetery working. And I got a grand idea in my head to make a fence run. So I dug a post hole in the cemetery under a big old limb on a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the fall of the year. No, it was in the spring, that's when it was. Anyhow, it was in the fall. Anyhow, I went over there that night with a fishing line with an old bowl tied on it and throwed it over the limb of that tree just so dark. I lift that line and put it in that hole. When dark come, well, I pulled that line up in that tree and laid it back down, pulled it up and laid it back down a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down then. Listen, this family didn't live too far from there. I could hear them talking. Oh, I guess they lived about 400 yards, but I could hear them talking to loud mouth people. One of them said, I seen a ghost in that cemetery. The other said, well, I didn't see it. Well, I said, you keep watching, you see it. So I found that watching them, so up it went. When it went up that time, one of them said, there it goes. You can hear them just as loud and hollering, there it goes, you know. No, mm-hmm. I could tell the commotion it was making. Well, I give them a good one. I kept that up till bedtime. Off and on.
Uh-huh.
I went home. Next morning, my cousin lived on a place not too far from there. He was working it. He was living with us, but he working that place and stayed that night last time. He come over there next. And this old fella come out and told him, said, I'm leaving here. He said, a ghost in that cemetery. Said, that light come out of that grave, went straight up to heaven, and then come back down. Said, a number of times last night. Oh, boy. Scared ass, just shaking like I had a chill. This cousin of mine said, well, 9 or 2, I went back and done it again. Well, the next thing we knowed, he'd rented a place on the other side of the neighborhood over there. And he moved over there that fall, it isn't the fall of the year, like, he moved over there for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as Christmas, he offered his place for sale, where he was living back then.
Mm-hmm.
He sold it, and that summer he bought him a place in Jackson County, and that fall he moved down there. That other fellow that bought it saw the lights every once in a while over there. He'd talk big and be scared about it, but it wouldn't run him off.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun like that.
Have you ever heard people claim that they'd get in a house and they'd say the house was
haunted?
Yeah.
Had ghosts in it, haunted, haunted house. Oh, yeah. I've seen houses in this country that you couldn't get. There was old ghost scared people to stay in to save your neck.
Hmm.
No. I used to know an old house out there in our neighborhood, a good house. But you couldn't get nobody. There wasn't the same one 1 year, and I found a movie in there in the fall to make a crop, and as soon as they get it together, they're out and gone.
Mm-hmm.
People said there's a ghost in there. Man went crazy, killed his wife, killed himself in the house. They said there's a ghost.